Continuing on with our locker room chats here tonight on KNZA, I'm Brandon Tamor. We're joined by the Troy girls basketball coach, Derek Jasper, here for a few minutes. Always appreciate it very much as we dive right into it. And a lot to dissect here from the last week and since we last spoke. And you guys played in that Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. You know, it was a little bit down this year in terms of the teams, you know, so it was six teams in total. Just basically kind of a round-robin format and got some good teams and some good competition in there. We talked about the win, you know, last week against St. Mary's, and then we previewed that matchup with Lafayette, who had a 6-5 girl. And, you know, to this point, still the only loss of the year. That was a 54-38 final. You guys bounced back with a win over Hiawatha in that last game of the tournament on Saturday. So as you look back on it, 2-1 in those three games, just how do you dissect the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament?
Yeah, great competition. Strong field of six teams up there, and we played probably the three best teams in it. So, really good for us. Of course, you know, everybody wants to go undefeated, but St. Joe Lafayette is ranked number 8 in Class 4 in Missouri, and they are good for a reason. And we kind of had, you know, this is a little disappointing. We kind of had a little deer in the headlights look at the beginning of that game, and guys gave up 33 points in the first half to them, and a lot of those were their pressure defense leading us to a bad pass here and a steal on the layup. And they also, you know, had some size and bullied us around a little bit on the interior with some offensive rebounds. But, you know, the bright spot of this game is I look up the scoreboard with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter and it was 39-18. We're getting beat by 21 and we proceed to go on an 18-5 run to cut that thing to 8 with like 3.5 minutes to go in the game and give ourselves a chance. So that was a gritty little comeback. And against a good team, you know, to suffer that loss, hopefully it does us some good in the long run. And then to be able to bounce back on Saturday and beat a good Hiawatha team who had been scoring a lot of points, guys, they've put up 60 and 70, you know, here recently, and we hold them to 33 and we hold them to 2 points in the fourth quarter after the score being tied 31-31 at the end of three. Harp took over that game. She had 12. In the fourth quarter and kind of dominated both ends of that game in the fourth quarter to kind of put us on our back and carry us to that win and ended up with 31 for that game. But, you know, a lot of other players did good things in that game. But 2-1 in that tournament was really good for us. You know, always hate to lose that first game, but chances are you're not going to go undefeated on the season. And, you know, if you learn something from it and you kind of get a little bit of pressure off your back, too, of being undefeated, maybe we kind of play a little freer now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you had those three games in that tournament in a short amount of time. And, you know, the grind is really continuing because you guys played Monday against Jackson Heights and then Tuesday against Jefferson County North. And you win both those games in pretty dominant fashion. And defense, another big part of it, holding Jackson Heights to 22, JCN to 35, just bouncing back after, again, what have we played now? 5 games in about a 2-week stretch. So you're in that grind now towards the end of the season.
Yeah. Really good grind. That's why today, you know, we don't have school today, so the girls kind of deserve a day off to rest up and get ready to go, and we'll be back for practice tomorrow. But Jackson Heights, JCN, similar games. We jumped out to early leads against Jackson Heights. We jumped out 19-0, and I thought, oh, man, you know, we might get a running clock in this game. But credit to Jackson Heights. They kept fighting and kept clawing, and we didn't shoot the ball well and ended up winning that thing 47-22. Fought through some injuries there, and we lost Macy Grable to a knee injury in that Hiawatha tournament in that Lafayette game, and that knocked us down to like 6 players on the rotation. And, you know, my heart breaks for her. She's going to probably miss the rest of the season, and she missed all last season. But we'll have to get through that adversity. And then at JCN last night, look up the scoreboard, and we're up 31-10, but we only end up, you know, winning that 60-35. So JCN played us pretty even for the last 2.5 quarters of that game. And again, shooting lows from the arc are a problem right now. We just have not shot the ball well from three, and you mentioned our defense. It has kind of carried us through this thing at times, and, man, if we can ever get to shooting that three ball well, we will be a tough out come postseason. But last night, Harper Westheim at 25, Gracie Grable was 16. So good stretch of games for us, even with the loss against Lafayette, and we just keep her going.
There it is. Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper, always appreciate the time. Thanks to our sponsors as well that make it possible. After the win against JCN on Tuesday night, they're back to it at home on Friday, taking on Valley Falls in league play. Coach, we always appreciate you for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Thanks, Brandon. Go Chiefs.